ended. A boy of about 8 or 9 years got up off his knees and walked down the slope of the dune until he was standing right in front of the saint. He was a skinny young fella with a pale and troubled face. His hands were still joined and he spoke reverently to our actor. "Holy Saint Coleman, will you cure me? Will you cure me, please? Will you give me back me boy's voice?" He had a beautiful, melodious Dublin accent, but there were no two ways about it. If you'd had your eyes closed, you would be sure it was a girl had spoken. He proceeded to tell a story of persecution and isolation. He poured his little heart out to the saint. His father slagged him off all the time, told him he should be wearing dresses, called him a pansy and Nancy boy. The other boys in the flats wouldn't hang out with him. He was fed up playing with the girls. Anyway, they only played with him if they were desperate. And besides, he must have had a boy's voice once. Something must have happened to it when he was a baby. He must have been born with a boy's voice. It was such a huge outpouring of sorrow from such a small frame. We were stunned. For one moment, it felt as if the actor playing the saint could utter a cure and give him back his boy's voice. The strangeness of the atmosphere, the weird electricity in the air, the children's devout faces at the rim of the bowl, our collective will to ease his burden, all seemed to presage transformation. The moment passed. The actor spoke as gently and kindly as he could about how we each have an individual voice that is important and unique. But there was no miracle. I think, as young artists involved in this maverick production of The Cat and the Moon, we were all aware that we could not go home with that wounded boy and live his life with him and for him, that we were powerless in the face of his suffering. There was no miracle. There would be no miracle, but there was, emphatically, magic. I was never the same after our troubadour version of The Cat and the Moon. The experience has informed every poem I've written, every play I've written, has informed my very relation to the living and the dead, and has shown me the potential for magic inherent in words and their ritual use. "The imagination has no limit, art has," says the poet Michael Hartnett. And there was amongst us all a recognition that the limits were where the artist belonged, where we would need to make our lives.
Tonight's edition of The Essay was written and presented by Paula Meehan. This week's series, Yeats at 150, was produced by Stan Ferguson in Belfast, and you can download all of this week's editions of The Essay from the BBC Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3, and now World on 3, with Marianne Kennedy.
Thanks a lot. And we transport you instantly up 5 floors in Broadcasting House here in London to where World on 3's guests for the evening are all fired up and ready to play. So before we go anywhere near our world music archive, tonight from Indian Brothers, from one of the subcontinent's most revered schools of music, nor yet in the direction of BBC Introducing's Tango Flavours from New York and Miami. No, none of them get the first word. These guys do. Bouzouki players Stelios Vambakaris and his band, with a tribute to his father, also famous as the father of Greek rebetika. Here they are with Marcos Vambakaris' all-time number one hit, The Young Catholic Girl of Syros, Frango Siriani.
δώσει μια φλόγα έχω μέσα στην καρδιά. Λες και μάγια μου έχεις κάνει φράγκο Συριανή γλυκιά. Λες και μάγια μου έχεις κάνει φράγκο Συριανή γλυκιά. Στην ακρογιαλιά θα θέλα να με χορτάσεις όλο χαδιά και φιλιά. Θα θέλα να με χορτάσεις όλο χαδιά και φιλιά. Σε πάρω να γυρίσω Φοίνικα παρακοπή, Γάλισσα και Ντέλα Γκράτσια και ας μου έρθει συγκοπή. Γάλισσα και Ντέλα Γκράτσια και ας μου έρθει συγκοπή.
What a fantastic start to the evening's world music. It seems like you've bewitched me, my sweet Franco-Syrian girl. Stelios Vambakaris and his band over in the UK for a very special gig in tribute to his dad, Marcos, last night in London, marking, amongst other things, the 80th anniversary of that most famous of Marcos's songs. If you were at the Barbican, we'd love to hear from you. Apparently, it was a great gig. Heard fantastic reports of us, of the whole thing. You can send your own. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. And, of course, more from Stelios throughout tonight's World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Welcome. So, we start our journey into the recorded side of life with a new album by Sheikh Low, a beautiful Senegalese vocalist and devotee of the Bifal, a wonderfully positive branch of Islam, whose teacher instilled a love of music and an enormous work ethic in his followers. Work like you were never going to die and pray like you were about to die tomorrow, he said. The album, Babalu, was released at the beginning of this month. And actually, we've had the chance to play one or two tracks from the preview EP, Dagi, over the past wee while. But here's one of the tracks from the full album. This is Gemu Mako.
Mm-hmm. mama viva mama ro sol hey my love asuma kam ne basti na yo na yo banito biwa kuma ne on sama lo ko ngai muje manduma ko kam danna sapuni timbe di mini garab di khafu se jamma jirambe danna sapuni timbe di mini garab di khafu se jamma jirambe mama janga Hola sadoki sadoki mama jangala Hola sadoki yes sadoki hale dire gamu mako hale dire Mwana bagan tekwe Asuma la gisak Sama fidem Legle dam wana bagan tekwe Asuma la gisak Sama kerja kaso Legle dam wana bagan tekwe Asuma la gisak Sama tansyon ye Ye Kam nebas di nayau, banyu and batok diwa. Kumane on sama lohongai muje, mandumu kogam. Dana sampucin bed mini karab bihar, fusa jemu jirombe. Kama jangga. Bahola sedohi Mama jangala Bahola sedohi Hale dile Kamu mako Hale dile Leg down when I began to put the summer like a sun, some of it them. Leg down when I began to put the summer like a sun, some of her jacasso. Leg down when I began to put the summer like a sun, some attention,
Thank you.
West African sounds then and now. Back in the 50s, Dakar was grooving to the heady mix, reunion really, of indigenous rhythms and Caribbean flavours brought to Africa by Cuban sailors that led to those signature sounds of great bands like the Star Band de Dakar, installed at the Miami Club in the Senegalese capital. One of the musicians to pass through the band roster was Amara Touré, percussionist and singer, and his talent was to help propel the Star Band to the very top of the heap. Later on, he moved to Cameroon, where he set up his own black and white ensemble, and it's one of their singles we heard there, the first of 10 tracks that he was to record there and with the Orchestra Masako in Gabon. They represent present his entire output recorded as frontman. He disappeared not long after, and to this day, apparently, no one is quite sure whether he's alive or not. But his discography is a welcome re-release on CD in a couple of weeks' time on Analog Africa. Before that, another Dakar star, Sheikh Lo, from his new album, Babalu. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. Our guests, keepers of the Rebetiko flame, Stelios Vambakaris and his band, playing live again in a little while. But before that, a beautifully slick take on bluegrass with a distinctly jazzy turn and marked out by the banjo of Dusty Rider and the compelling voice of Lauren Stovall. This is It's a Little Late from their new album, officially out next month, but I'll bet if you checked out the last couple of dates on this UK leg of their current tour, that's in Saltaire on Sunday and Bristol at the Exchange tomorrow night, you might just get your hands on one.
It's a little late to find yourself to blame for leaving me when you had the chance. Things haven't changed, so I cannot complain, no. If I were you, then I would take a stance that it's you.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy. Three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold. Seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
Oh, the magpie brings us tidings of news both fair and foul. She's more cunning than the raven, more wise than any owl. For she brings us news of the harvest, of the barley, wheat and corn, and she knows when we'll go to our graves and how we shall be born.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy. Three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold. Seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
She brings us joy when from the right, grief when from the left. Of all the news that's in the air, we know to trust her best.
For she sees us at our labour, and she mocks us at our work, and she steals the eggs from out of the nest, and she can mop the hawk. One's for sorrow, two's for joy. Three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold. Seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
The priest, he says we're wicked, but to worship the devil's bird. Ah, but we respect the old ways and we disregard his word. For we know they rest uneasy as we slumber in the night, and we'll always leave out a little bit of meat for the bird that's black and white.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy. Three's for a girl and four's for a boy. Five's for silver, six for gold. Seven's for a secret never told.
the mainstream's favourite folkies, the Unthanks. That was Magpie, songwriter and fly fisherman David Dodd's great song, and the most arresting track, for me anyway, from their album Mount the Air. You can catch them at various gigs through the summer, including Greenbelt, Cambridge, and later this month on the main stage at Glastonbury. Later on in the year, they'll have an extensive tour to mark their 10th anniversary. Before that, the Rail Splitters from Colorado, playing a last couple of UK dates this weekend before heading for Ireland. Bristol Exchange tomorrow night and Saltaire on Sunday. And talking of the Unthanks celebrating this year, there's more English folk celebrations tonight, as I believe Catherine Tickell has just been awarded an OBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. That and Sir Van Morrison. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and it's time to dip into the Radio 3 World Music Archive, going back this time to 2002 and a trip to one of the holiest cities in India, Varanasi, where two brothers, Rajan and Sajan Misra, learned their style of classical Indian vocal music, khayal, from father, uncle, grandfather, a whole family of revered musicians. The music plays on improvisation, on imagination, and it's rooted in the mood of the musician as well as the time of day. Perfect for a pair of brothers who are so close, they've always sung together and shared a home together.
Namanuge, namanuge, piya ke mana. Jabo ji tum to apne ras ke rasiya,
jabo ji tum to apne ras ke rasiya,
jabo ji tum to apne ras ke rasiya, na bolungi
na bolungi
na bolungi bola ke mana bina na manungi na manungi na manungi na manungi na manungi.
Bandishi Tumri in Raga Desh from the Misra brothers, who, although they come from a 3-centuries-long lineage of musicians, weren't destined to be professional musicians themselves until an offer from a high guru, a Satguru, who'd heard them sing, gave them the chance to leave behind the world of accountancy and study and perform full-time. You can listen again and rummage through the whole archive to your heart's content by heading for the Radio 3 website and following the World Music links. Now, I mentioned Catherine Tickell a little earlier on, just before that track, and having been awarded an OBE. And I should point out that Catherine will be in on World on 3 at the beginning of next month to be picking the album of the month for July. I suppose I'll have to curtsy. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and as our guest Stelios Vambakaris and his band make themselves comfortable back in the studio for more live music, let's hear a trio of short vocal and a cappella tracks from different parts of the globe, starting out with Home Turf and folk darling Emily Portman in her first CD entirely featuring her own songs, following her success at the BBC Two Folk Awards from her album Hatchling.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The only fruit this tree will bear, copper, nutmeg, a hollow pear. Taste of rust, touch the fruit and it turns to dust, turns to blood upon your thigh, turns to tears in your lover's eyes. By and by, you shall hear a little babe's cry. Cry, cry, ooh, ooh, ooh. For under rough bark lies kernel sweet. Soon you'll hear a swift heartbeat. Blue speckled egg, keep it warm. By and by a babe shall form inside the egg. A doll so small, swaddle her in cotton wool, leave her in the tree's dark hollow, for after winter spring will follow. By and by, soon you'll hear a little babe's cry, cry, ooh. Goose wing, and I will come at her beckoning. Never more curse that rough bark tree, for out of the hollow comes a fine baby. Daughterine, who knows who you have been?
Mara, mara, l'acqua della
Amongst a really quite, let's say, idiosyncratic Swedish-Malawian blend of dancey electronica from the very best Iso Mwamwaya and Johan Hugo sits this gorgeous little a cappella and joyful gem. The album Makes a King is out on Moshi Moshi Records. Before that was the irrepressible joyful force of Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, mixing traditions from the Mediterranean in their Greco-based southern Italian world of music. It was Mar all'Acqua from Caranta, their 40th anniversary album, celebrating all this year. And indeed, we are turning to look towards the Greek influences here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. I'm delighted to welcome back to the studio a man with a mission. Stelios Vamvakaris is a singer. Vamvakaris, I've been trying my accents all evening and they're just all over the place, is a singer and bouzouki player with a precious heritage. His father, Marcos, is revered as the father, the patriarch of rebetiko, the underground urban voice of Greece through a time of change and troubles in the 20s and 30s. Stelios and his band have been in London this week for a very special night, a concert which, when originally mounted in Greece back in 2012, marked the 40th anniversary of Marcos's passing. But this year, it's 80 years, as I said at the beginning of the programme, since Marcos's most famous song was written. But we'll hear more about the gig and the history and the whole thing. First of all, the music and another beautiful song, Ta Matoklada Sulampun. Close, I think. Your eyelashes are shining. Thank you.
σαν και εμένα δεν θα βρούνε. Σαν και εμένα δεν θα βρούνε. Τα ματάκια σου να βγουνε.
Stelios Vambakaris and his band joining us in the studio this evening on World on 3. The band are Stelios on bouzouki and lead vocals, Evelina Agelou on vocals as well, Mikalis Dimas on bouzouki, Manolis Papos on bouzouki, Kostas Nikolopoulos joining us here on at the table here, but guitars and responsible for all the arrangements this evening. Panagiotis Tsivas on accordion and piano, and Vasilis Mantzoukis percussion. I think I give myself about 75% for that. But anyway, Kostas, it's lovely to have you here. And we're also joined by Lina Nikolakopoulou, who is the curator of the very special evening that was taking place in the Barbican last night. And you can see videos online. There are fantastic reviews. How did it go for you, Kostas?
It was a fantastic experience, and it was better than I expected it. And it was lovely. It was amazing.
It'd be hard not to be with such a special story and such great music to go with it.
It's a great music and great musicians. And we love this project very much. And we're very happy to came in London and made this show for English people. And we're very happy. We're very happy.
Lina, yes. Tell us a little bit about Markos Vambakaris' background and history, Stelios' father.
Yes, so Markos Vambakaris is, let's say, a leader, it's a pioneer. The way he expressed, let's say, the feeling of the poor, man, the pain of love, the troubles of life, he gave us such a tremendous heritage, because he had really experienced, he had a very hard life. I mean, as a child, he left the island of Syros because he had to come to Piraeus in order to find the work for gaining money. And he worked with his father in very heavy works, carrying very heavy
loads.
Yes, in the port, and after that he had to be a slaughter, to be a skinner, a slaughter, something that he hated because he was feeling pity for the animals, but he was praying, let's say, for another chance. During that period, and before he went to the army like a soldier, he met a very good soloist of bouzouki player named Nikos Aivaliotis from Minor Asia, Asia Minor. And he gave an oath in order to learn to play bouzouki and to be the first player. And he thought that his oath was sacred. And so during 6 months alone, he managed to play like a virtuoso, the bouzouki.
Kostas, it's hard for us today, and looking from the outside on Greek music, to think of a world where the bouzouki was not the king of Greek music. And it's all down to this one man.
Yeah, I think he was from the... Yeah, he's the top, I think. Yeah, he's the patriarch of Rebetiko, as we tell. And
tell us what makes Rebetiko.
Yeah.
What is the marrow of it? What's at the heart
of
it?
It's a simple music with, you know, it's a some chords, you know, a few chords, but it's very strong, because in the words it's very true and very real, and the music it's very touching and very I don't know from Greece it's our I don't know it's.
It's one of the mentality.
Mentality, yes.
It's our national sound.
I mean, it's like fados. I'm sorry. It's like fados in Portugal. It's like flamenco for Spain.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's.
It goes to your soul.
Yeah, it's.
Great. Well, Kostas, I'm going to let you join the band again, and I'm going to ask Lina just one more question, which is that Marcos's music was. Although you said he sort of locked himself away to learn the bouzouki and came out a master of the instrument, his music certainly wasn't a solitary thing. It was to go out in amongst the people and to make music and to write of it.
Yes, of course. And let's say they had to be perfect because the audience was very tough. I mean, you had to write rhymes or rhythms to express the feeling of the community. And Marcos was the first that made bouzouki legal instrument. Until his, let's say, strong result by composing, the policemen were catching each one that was playing bouzouki or baglama. Because they had a connection with the hashish and all this, so it was an illegal instrument. With Marcos and the tremendous success of his songs,
he legitimized it.
Legal, and Columbia Company called him to record his songs.
And the rest is history. Well, let's have some more music.
Yes.
Tell me just a little bit of it, at least the title of this next song.
Nostimo trelo mikro mou.
Which means?
That my little girl, that you are very pretty. And also you are a little bit crazy.
Νόστιμο τρελό μικρό μου, κορμί μου.
Evelina Agelu taking the lead there in another song from Stelios Vambakaris and his ensemble. And Lina's just passed me a couple of verses that Marcos wrote about his beloved bouzouki. My bouzouki, you are heard in the USA and Europe, and people all around the world make you their special pinup. My bouzouki, in the world you have outstanding grace. All over Earth, I love this. Now you are heard from here to outer space. How can you resist that? This is Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and Greek Rebetiko from Stelios Vambakaris and his ensemble. Thanks so much to all of them, and to Lina for joining us tonight. More from them, of course, in a little while. And remember, you'll be able to download the whole session as a podcast from Monday. Just head for World on Three on the Radio 3 website. Another triple bill for tonight now. Female voices, three different continents and ages, but all of them featuring in recordings being released around now. First off, Como Eu Canto from Cis, a singer and songwriter from Galicia in northwest Spain. The legendary Miriam Makeba, South Africa's first lady of song, with the Retreat Song from a compilation dating back from the 1960s. And Toto La Momposina from Colombia in a re-release of a critically acclaimed CD of cumbias and other Caribbean rhythms called La Candela Viva, released originally in 1993 and now reworked with some new additions, including brand new vocals from her own granddaughters.
Para cantar como a mí. Para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a minha, para cantar como eu canto, esse cantar que botaches, dime quem só aprendiu, esse cantar que botaches, dime quem só aprendiu, aprendi uma minha boa naida nai que me pariu, para cantar como a minha, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a minha, para cantar como eu canto. Levo uma pena moi fonda cravada dentro da alma. Levo uma pena moi fonda cravada dentro da alma. E habías me de picar e que con iso me pasaba. Para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto. E esta miña compañeira cos ollos que ten na cara, esta miña compañeira cos ollos que ten na cara, non hai rapaza nin mozo que non queira namorala. Para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto. Busco gracia, busco gracia, busco gracia e máis donaire. Busco gracia, busco gracia, busco gracia e máis donaire. Fun arruada por el aire, non andaba no baile. Para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a mine, para cantar como eu canto, para cantar como a mine, para que te lo sentí en todo como que está bailando para cantar como a mí. Para cantar como un canto.
Pasaba farinha, fazia o fermento.
Para cantar como a minha.
Às 5 da manhã, chegávamos à noite no artejo.
Para cantar como eu canto.
Era mais, eu chegava à casa, tinha tudo sem fazer, que tinha que fazer eu.
Para cantar como a minha.
Eu não me dava com nada, que nem não ia comer, porque tinha o meu grande sol.
Para cantar como eu canto.
Alô.
Para cantar como a minha.
Não mais.
Para cantar como eu canto.
Indonga zama kwenkwe. Zoku kele mlanje ni wohum. Takube tindonga. Amado dayo ika ukubeka emlanje ni wohum kuba kube tindonga hiyahom ojikele mawe nindiyamba jikele mawe nindiyamba ojikele mawe nindiyamba.
Va subiendo la corriente con chinchorro y atarraya.
Gracias. Thank you.
Toto La Mompocina, a Colombian doyen with El Pescador from her album Tambolero, such a success on its original release and now finding a new generation listening and performing. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. More coming up shortly from our session guests tonight. But first, our BBC introducing track of the week. And although this artist is reasonably well established in other quarters, featuring in the likes of the American and Canadian versions of Strictly, or their version of it anyway, introducing is about bringing music from further afield and new to us to the BBC airwaves as well. Hence our choice tonight of an artist inspired by the likes of the great tango rebel Astor Piazzolla and the guys that did likewise for a new generation, the Gotan Project. Electro dub tango does exactly what it says on the tin in terms of genre. Geographically, the locus is Miami and New York, and it's all headed up by Jimena Fama. Here they are with Mundo Bizarro. Thank you. Jimena Fama's Electro Dub Tango and Mundo Bizarro, our BBC Introducing track for this week. If you want to be heard through Introducing, head for us here on the Radio 3 website, and there's a direct link to the BBC Introducing uploader. The link's being tweeted as well if you're keeping an eye out on at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. Out on June the 29th is a compilation of the best of three albums from one of the bands in the van of London's Asian underground, Joy Sound System, originally Bangladeshi Indian brothers Farooq and Haroon Hamshar, although Haroon sadly died around the turn of the century. The band were signed by Peter Gabriel's Real World, and this new release, Joy, brings together these three releases from round the millennium years when the scene was at its height. Here they are with Show Me Love.
Thank you.
another anniversary and another decade, but I can't think of a greater contrast to the Unthanks than the potent West Coast testosterone combo that is Skerry Vohr. They celebrated their 10th birthday big style with a stadium gig. That'll be the Mossfield Shinty Stadium in Oban. But as that was a 6,000 strong crowd and all organised by themselves and their team, that would rather suggest that it's very much a case of onwards and upwards for the lads. Congratulations, boys. Dangerous as ever. That track there was a live version of Rock's Revival from Celtic Connections this year, and it opens the Decade album, which also features the delectable Sharon Shannon, who was also at that Oban gig to mark the big birthday. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, and it's time to return to our session guests this evening. And if you're regular listeners, you'll know that at this point we ask our guests to play a heritage track, something that means something special to them, their music, or their cultural background and upbringing. And given Stelios Vamvakaris' reason for being in London for last night's special concert, remembering his father Marcos, father of Greek Rebetiko, I guess it won't take too much to work out what the band have picked for a heritage track. I suppose the question, Lena, is which one? Which one of the songs have you picked of Marcos's?
I prefer this one. The title is Your Jealousy Eyes, because I love also not only the tough voice of Marcos, but also Stratos as a second voice. Stratos Pagiontzis, he was a very good singer also, and the team with Marcos. It's a very old...
it goes back to the 30s.
1935.
So
something
right
like
at the very heart of the era of Rebetiko.
Yes.
So we are hearing the absolute real thing here. Lena Nikolakopoulou, who's curated this wonderful concert that was brought from Greece to London last night. And here is Marcos himself with his own friends. And these jealous eyes of yours have made me rave. I didn't count on palaces, but now I am a slave.
Αγάπησα τα αλήθεια και για σένα κλαίνω. mi carga tu, muy tibari, yo doño muniano, mi mata tu, fiesta mi carga tu, muy tibari, yo doño muniano.
From the very heart of Rebetiko itself, back in the 30s there, the man himself, Marcos Vambakaris and his friends, and the heritage track of Stelios, his son, and the band, and of Lina Nikolakopoulou, who was telling us about this. And you said that even there, we were hearing not just the innovation of bouzouki, but also of the voices working
the
in harmony.
Voice, yes, in harmony. That they started singing like that, and it was marvelous. And I would like to tell that this rhythm has the name Hasa Poservico. It is the rhythm that liked the butchers to dance. And because Marcos was a skinner,
of course,
was a
yes.
friend of them, and so this was the rhythm, Hasa Poservico, that the butchers liked to
once
dance.
Again, once song again. That was
yes.
right in amongst
yes.
the people.
From life. Yes.
Well, on to the next generations.
Yes.
Introduce this next song for us, please.
Yes, it's about whom they have a lot of money. Όσοι έχουν πολλά λεφτά. And wonders, Marcos, I would like to know what we will do with such money, such big money.
So, I'm sure that's just as relevant today.
Yes.
Well, Stelios and Guys, take
yes,
it away.
Please, πάμε.
Thank you.
Stelios Vambakaris and his band with the songs of his father, Marcos, the father, the patriarch of Rebetiko, the man that brought, that legitimised bouzouki no less. And with them is Lina Nikolakopoulou, who curated the wonderful gig that took place at the Barbican last night. Now, I said rather lightly there, you know, the sentiment of that song is, who needs all that money? If you don't have love, you've got nothing, basically. Yes, yes. How do people regard these songs, these Rebetiko songs? Do they belong to the 20s and 30s and the hard times of then? Or is there some kind of relevance for the current situation today?
For me, it's I'm very happy because I realized that the new generations can enjoy and have, let's say, a healthy feeling about this. Because it's something, let's say, that set them free. I mean, they can see their face upon that, but without binding them. Let's say it's like a sea. You can swim, you can enjoy, and then come out. So they felt they were very warm yesterday night, and they were thanking us because we gave them this, let's say...
And was it a Greek expatriate community, or was it a mixture? So,
well, I think it was a mixed one. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was good.
And how do people back home then regard Marcos's music? Is it still very much part of the Greek psyche?
Yes, but I believe also that Rebetiko is well adapted and beloved around the world. Yes, because the rules of this music are clear.
Yeah.
And everybody can recognize, like or dislike, but it's a very clear road.
And Kostas Nikolopoulos, who was arranging all the music and playing guitar in the ensemble, you got to jump right into that sea last night. How did you and Lina and Stelios go about picking the music that was going to celebrate Marcos? What were the must-have elements of the night?
It wasn't so easy, but because Marcos has written a lot of interesting songs, But we have a variety of rhythms and different rhythms and different songs to choose. So, you know, it's we choose between the rhythms and his best songs, and to have the biggest variety that we could, I think.
They are songs, as we've said, that Marcos belonged to the working class. He was singing the songs of the people and people's lives.
Yeah.
It's now music that's performed on stage. Does it still have a connection with the people at that level?
Yeah, I think we always find a connection in this. And because Marcos wrote some songs about people that worked hard, but also he wrote for love, because he was using to love enough.
Yeah. Well, the few songs that we've heard tonight have illustrated that perfectly.
Yes.
And there was a Scots-Greek connection last night as well, because there was a special guest on stage taking part. Tell me about the Franz Ferdinand connection.
Alex was great.
And because Alex Kapranos obviously is of Greek descent, for all that he belongs to such a great Scottish band.
Yes.
Yeah, how did he enjoy it?
He managed to sing perfect one song of Marcos. And I think he was very real and touching. We had a very nice collaboration, I think, with Alex. He's very nice, and I understand he loves very much Marcos and Rebetiko.
Fantastic.
He was great.
Well, Kostas, I'm going to let you get back over to join the rest of the band. Thank you so much for coming over. There's always something rather nice, Lina, about seeing a great star in one genre, then being invited to participate in another genre that he's really passionate about. But then you see them being put on their mettle, and there can be a little bit of nerves, or, you know, see them working really hard. Was there a little bit of that with Alex last night, or was he totally comfortable?
No, he was not totally comfortable. He was warm. I mean, from the very first minute when we started rehearsing, you could realize that he's a professional, he's a gentleman, he's a very rare person. And he was following, let's say, the direction, we could find this position, the other, to go to come up on the stage, to go between the audience. And he was perfect because we didn't have much time to rehearse. And Alex was a very positive person and added a lot to our performance.
That would have been the Scottish side.
That's why.
So introduce us to this last song.
The last song is Oli Rembetes to Dunya, and Marco says that all the Rembets around the world, they know me and they love me. So let us go.
Thank you.
The Rebettis of the world, all the ordinary Joes here on the street, the hardcore guys, they too hide pain behind their eyes. All the ordinary guys of the world, they know me. The music and the songs of Marcus Vamvakaris from Stelios Vamvakaris' son and the band Evelina Agelou, Michalis Dimas, Manolis Pappas, Kostas Nikolopoulos, Manachotis Tsevas, and Vasilis Mantzoukis with Lina Nikolakopoulou. Did it this time. Thank you so much to all of you. And remember that you can download that session as a podcast from Monday onwards. And keeping to the Greek theme, Words and Music, a week on Sunday here on BBC Radio 3 is a celebration of love between women over the ages, focusing on the poetry of Sappho. The readers are Sophie Ward and Diana Quick. That's Sunday the 21st of June here on Radio 3 at 5:30. Next week's session here on World on 3 features Ngawang Lodup, one of our BBC introducing discoveries. But I'm going to hark back to a guest from just a couple of weeks ago to mark the passing just yesterday in the Spanish lower house of a law permitting the return to Spain as citizens, the descendants of the Sephardic Jews exiled from there more than 500 years ago. Following Portugal's similar move earlier this year, descendants of the Sephardic Jews, whose Ladino culture and language are so much a part of Moore Cabassi's music, will have 3, possibly 4 years to stake a claim to Spanish residence and citizenship. So here is Moore Cabassi with Judia from her acclaimed second album, The Beauty and the Sea.
matándose decían.
Mor Kerbasi and Judea and her session here in World on Three, like Stelios tonight, is available to download as a podcast. So let's finish tonight with a new album from a band who entertained our Charlie Gillett stage crowd very much indeed at last year's WOMAD, also gaining a nomination for Best Newcomer in the Songlines Magazine Awards last year. Monsieur Dumani, the irrepressible trio from Cyprus, are back with this new album, Psychosis, keeping the Greek connection there, the Greek carnival period before Easter. Thanks to everyone in the show tonight, Stelios and friends, to James Birtwistle and Andy Fell in the studio, Michael Rossi and producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. I'm Marianne Kennedy, leaving you in the company of the Black Eyed Girl. Good night.
Oh, Jack Savin, Jethgan, Eftigen, Mestes, Vasili, Chestis. Anoi, Basanoi. Ο κεφθάμπος εν των ηλίων από τες ομορκέστης καταραμένος σοϊ.
Thank you.
90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. First today, Jacek Kaszpszyk conducts the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra in Brahms, Haydn and Lutosławski. It's hard to say which of Brahms' four symphonies is his most personal, but number 3, completed when he just turned 50, is almost a history of his different styles. The first movement harks back to the young romantic Brahms, and the second and third to the introspective chamber music style of his 30s. The familiar Brahmsian contradictions are there from the very beginning, F major fighting it out with F minor, and the opening bars quoting his personal motto, the notes F, A, F, or A flat in this case, meaning frei aber froh, free but happy.